Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it is a Football Friday here on the Fan Sports Network, and that includes all types of football. We do not discriminate here on a Football Friday. Portland Timbers take on San Diego FC on Sunday in a do-or-die playoff matchup, and we are happy to be joined by Keith Costigan, who will be on the call for the MLS League Pass on Apple TV. Keith, thank you so much for joining us. How's the playoffs treated you so far?
I mean, this series has been incredible, so I definitely can't complain. Game one, we had the sellout in San Diego, very first playoff game for them. Game two, Timbers Army in Portland delivered and struck back. So,
damn right.
I mean, when you get to a game three, when you get to do or die, anything can happen. So really, really enjoying it so far.
Yeah, Keith, and that's kind of where I want to start with a team like San Diego, finished second in the West in the regular season. A great, great start for a new franchise. But is there something to be said? Look, you're a former player. You know how this goes. Is there something to be said about San Diego's first rodeo in a playoff battle with a team that, honestly, they should be handling easily?
Yeah, I definitely think that. I think the idea, like, you always wonder about what the expectations were. And their coach, Mikey Varas, has said, look, we didn't come in with a set idea of let's just make the playoffs. But I think they've exceeded all expectations so far. And now all of a sudden, it's for real. Like, you lose. This is the first time San Diego have a game where if they lose, their season's done. This is the third time that's happened already in the postseason to Portland. So I think you add in that, like, little bit of experience in this situation. You add in the fact that the expectations around San Diego, because of their league position being a lot higher than Portland, there's a lot of pressure on San Diego going into this weekend. I would definitely imagine that. If you get through it, you say, this is a team that can go all the way. But Portland have got to fancy their chances how they fought back in game two as well.
Keith, you know, looking at this, you're talking about expectations and kind of where things are sitting at. When you look at the other side of that coin, does it feel a little bit different for Portland? Have they met expectations enough to not, if they do, you know, fall short in this match, that they can move forward with Neville and kind of press forward in this era with this being an acceptable result?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think the season was going really well. Then Santi Moreno, big player, decides to, like, force a move mid-season. I think, look, there's an improvement this year for sure. You look at last season and the way the playoff run ended at home to Vancouver. This year you took care of RSL. You've gone to game three against the best team in the West. So I definitely think there's improvement, but that doesn't mean you should be satisfied. I think you look at some of the big signings. Kevin Kelsey has not delivered for me. David Da Costa comes in for Evander and has not got anywhere near the numbers you would expect. So I think if you're looking at changing something, it's that personnel. It's that, you know, the players you put most money into. If you get that right next year, I think Portland can really take that jump and be a contender for MLS Cup. But I mean, I hate to sit on the fence, but I would say probably where I would expect Portland to be right now, if they do win this series beyond expectations, But if they lose it, this is about as far as I would have expected, given the season that they had.
We are joined by Keith Costigan, who'll be on the call MLS League Pass on Apple TV as the Timbers take on San Diego FC in a do or die. And let's kind of talk about that, because DaCosta's been a little bit underperformed in my book, and I've been screaming about Felipe Mora all season long. And weird, they go with Felipe Mora, and he's kind of been the key to the offense in this playoff stretch here. Have they figured it out in your minds offensively, or does it still feel like a crapshoot? Because here in Portland, it's felt like the offense has been a who knows who's going to show up every game, but it seems to have a little more consistency.
Yeah, and if you're looking for answers for me about this weekend, I would say the words that you just used, who knows? And it is, because game one, Felipe Mora started. Game two, Kevin Kelsey started. And game three, who knows? Gage Garrett came on and scored that late leveler. This young guy who was drafted number 69 in the draft. But number 69 pick does not play generally. So for him to get out there and deliver that kind of moment, DaCosta, he hasn't been a crapshoot. He just has failed to deliver for me. He hasn't been up and down. He's been very average. So I look this weekend. I don't know what the best formula is. Normally at this stage of a season, a coach can say, I know what my best attacking setup is. I don't think Phil Neville has the ability to do that because his players have been so inconsistent. Mora did deliver in the first game against RSL, but he went 23 games without a goal before then. So that's the area of concern. That's the area they're going to have to fix in the off season. But I do feel for Phil Neville, because I think his attacking players have let him down at times this season when it's really mattered.
When you look at the MLS and kind of where they are with everything right now, with the way the playoff structure is set up and how different it is from basically anywhere else, do you think they found the sweet spot for how their postseason needs to be conducted and how different it is to be adaptable to the American audience?
Yeah, I mean, you guys would probably be the better judge of that for me. Like, for me, watching the games, calling the game, I'm going to call regardless. But I enjoyed the best of three series. I do. I think it gives teams the opportunity to definitely get a home game, which we saw from Portland, and we saw Providence Park deliver with the sides backs against the wall. It gives the advantage to the higher seed having two games at home. So I do enjoy that, a little bit like what you see in other American sports. And then after that, I like the fact that you go to the one and done. Like, every other game is a final from then on. And if you've played well in the regular season, you're rewarded with home games. So I think it's a good balance. We have the balance of what, you know, the Euro snobs, I guess they would call them, will enjoy, and also what American fans are used to in terms of, you know, playoff series. So I enjoy it. You guys can tell me if you do, but I think it's gone really well.
Well, anytime we can have a home game here in Portland, we have the best fans in the world, and I'm not afraid to brag about that here. So we'll always take a home game here. He's Keith Costigan joining us. We'll be on call this weekend. I know you can't make a pick because you are calling the game, but Portland wins this game how?
I think they have to be direct. I think they have to bypass. They can't try play San Diego at their game. I think you have to sit a little bit deeper, allow San Diego to have the ball in areas that don't hurt. But when you have the ball, you have to go as a group. Like, be physical, be direct. And I thought we saw that in game two. And in those moments, they cause San Diego trouble. But if you go toe-to-toe with San Diego trying to play the expansive football, you will lose this game. If you're more direct, if you're physical in the right moments and know when to drop in the others, I think Portland can win this game. By the way, back to game one, Portland played really well after conceding too early. It was 2-1, and Forey was red carded. That was a pivotal moment in that game. That red card came when Portland were playing really well. So they can look back to that game and say, look, we did it in game one for a spell. In the regular season, they actually tied 0-0 at Snapdragon. So they have, you know, the memory of playing well in this stadium recently. So it's not beyond the realms of possibility, but they can play San Diego's game. If they do that, they're not going to win this weekend.
We'll get you out of here on this. Looking around the rest of the MLS, stepping aside from the Portland game here for us locally, who right now is playing the best football in your mind that is the best threat to win the whole thing, whether it's coming out of the Western or the Eastern?
Well, I have the two rules. We talk about the humans that are involved. You know, we all know Messi's an extraterrestrial, so we don't even talk about him. of the human teams involved, I would look to LAFC. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that they brought in Sun Heung-min, like a world superstar, in mid-season, and they have Denny Bawanga. So they have two elite strikers who can beat you in so many different ways. I'm trying to can come up with a comparison in terms of other American sports, but they're not an expansive team, LAFC. They're quite defensive. They're dogged. And then any given moment, one of these two stars can strike. So I think in terms of a balance, in terms of what you need to win those one-off games, LAFC are probably better equipped than anybody. They took care of Austin in two games. They're going to have a long rest before they play Vancouver in the next round. I would say LAFC would be the one that most people would pick as the most equipped right now to go all the way.
And I agree with you, and I think us Portlanders hate hearing that. We don't like LA teams up here, man. We do not like LA teams.
Well, I live in LA. I live in LA, so I definitely can feel that when I'm in Portland. I say, yeah, I live in LA, and the mood kind of changes in the conversation. So I feel that for sure.
Well, the accent will bail you out, my friend. That'll help you every single time. He is Keith Costigan. He'll be on the call for the MLS League Pass on Apple TV as the Timbers take on San Diego in a 6 p.m. kick. Do or die winner advance. Keith, thank you so much for your time, and have a great call, amigo.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Keith.
That is Keith Costigan. As I said, he will be on the call for MLS League Pass on Apple TV as the Timbers take on San Diego. Look, I thought he had some really cool things to say. I am not the biggest Phil Neville guy in my opinion. I have not been the best Grabovoi guy in my opinion either. Losing Evander was an absolute not a question. It's like trading Micah Parsons. Yeah, it's like trading Luka Doncic.
What are you doing?
You just don't do that.
Yeah.
And so that was a really frustrating situation, but I liked his optimism.
No, you know, it's...
give me the Timbers.
We're both Irish, but we're nowhere near as cool as Irish as he is.
No,
like,
no.
The accent, it's got to be one of the most disarming accents on the face of the planet, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know...
They seem the most fun.
Right? It's just, you know, you look at somebody and you hear that come out and you're like, this is going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Check the game. I'll be watching the game simultaneously with Sunday Night Football. It's going to be a nice little Sunday night for me. I hope the wife is buckled up and ready to be a sports wife on Sunday night.
Yeah.
We come back. It's everybody's favorite. Web Gems next. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.